Shavuotov, somebody asked me a question to do with the Seder for yesterday's Leining. It's a regular question with a special twist for Parashat Ki Tisa. Question of what to do if there's no Kohen in Shul, who should get called up for the first Aliyah. So the fact that a Kohen always gets called up first, this is a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin, which tells us that a Kohen always gets called up first because we've got the mitzvah of Kiddushto, to sanctify him in all matters of Kedusha. And even if the Kohen's not such a great Talmid Chacham, nevertheless, they still get priority because of Darkei Shalom. Question is, what if there's no Kohen present in Shul? So the Gemara in Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet says, Ein Sham Kohen, Nit Paradaha Chavila. Literally, that means that the bundle has become undone. But the question in the Rishonim, what exactly does that mean? That the bundle has become undone. So the Rambam and Rabin Chananel and Rav Amram Gaon and others, they say that if there's no Kohen present, so then it means that there's no priority for a Levi at all. A Levi only has priority over Israel if there's a Kohen present. And therefore, Israel gets called up first. It shouldn't be a Levi getting called up first, because if a Levi gets called up first, then might be mistakenly, people might think that he's a Kohen. And if he gets called up as a subsequent Aliyah, then the person, people might think either that whoever got called up as Kohen was actually a Kohen, or they, if he gets called up as a later Aliyah, it's also downgrading his status, because usually he gets called up before Yisrael, and now he's getting called up after Yisrael. So that's the view of the Rambam, and seems to be the view of the Mechaber as well, in Sim Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Dalad, that in the absence of a Kohen, you call up Yisrael first Davka. Another explanation, which appears in Rashi, this is Rashi's second explanation, is that Ein Seder L'Davar Klal, meaning that you can call up whoever you like. A Levi doesn't have to be first, doesn't have to be second, can be third. There's no Dinei Kadima whatsoever if there's no Kohen present. And then the third opinion is that of the Rosh, who says that if the Israel, or if there's the Israel present who's a Talmid Chacham, they should be called up first. But if everybody's on the same level, then you call up a Levi first. Or if a Levi is the Talmid Chacham, then you call up the Levi first. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Rambam, that you davka call up Israel first, and you don't call up a Levi at all. Magen Avraham's not 100% certain exactly that's what the Mechaber means, but that seems to be how much most Acharonim understand it. And then the Rama says that in actual fact, a Levi can take the first Aliyah if he wants, or if they want to give him the first Aliyah, and that's following the view of either Rashi or the Rosh, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in like the Rosh, that if the Israel is Gadol B'Torah, then the Israel should get precedence there. They say that Rav Soloveitchik was actually makpid not to take the first Aliyah if there was no Kohen present, even though because he was a Levi, because he didn't want people to think that he was getting the first Aliyah because he was a Levi, and that was the reason to call him up, because we don't paskin that way. The Gemara certainly says that's not the case. There's no din that the Levi should get the first Aliyah if there's not a Kohen there. So he was makpid not to take the first Aliyah, not because a Levi can't get the Aliyah, and he didn't want it to seem that that was the din that a Levi should get the Aliyah. So in any event, we can certainly call up Israel for the first Aliyah. The question is, with this week's parasha of Ki Tisa. Now, Rishon and Sheni were both very long Aliyot. One of the strange things about Parashat Ki Tisa is Rishon and Sheni are 90 psukim between the two of them, and then the rest of the Leining is only 50 psukim. So why is it spread out so unevenly? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Chet says that the minhag is that we want to call up a Levi for the account of Chet HaEgel, because the Levium weren't involved in the Chet HaEgel, and therefore we don't want to seem it's like we're pointing fingers at anybody. So call up for that Leining somebody who wasn't involved in it. So this Shabbat, if there was no claim present. You call up Israel first, but then you're going to have to call up Israel for the second aliyah as well, and Israel will get that lady. And even if you call up a lady first, then you're going to be calling up Israel second, so still Israel will get that laning. So what should be done? So it occurred to me that in actual fact, the best thing to do would be to call up a Levi for the first aliyah and run the first two aliyot through together. So the Levi gets called up for Rishon and Sheni's one aliyah, 90 psukim, and then you obviously need to make another split later on in the laning, and then you call up six Israelim. Can we do that? Do we have a precedent for doing that? So firstly, you know, the aliyot don't necessarily have to be split in the way that they appear in the Chumash. Most of the splits, you know, somewhat are arbitrary. That's old Chumashim didn't have the splits printed, and, you know, the Baal Kriya would stop wherever he thought was sensible. There were certain, you know, traditional splits and certain things that you can't split and places you can't break. Essentially, it wasn't so formalized as it is today. So you can do that. And there's actually a precedent for it. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Kaf Chet talks about a place where the minhag is that the Baal Kriya gets called up for the Tochcha in Parshat Mechukotai or in Parshat Ki Tavo. So what if he's a Kohen or a Levi? So he says, so if the Baal Kriya is a Kohen for Parashat Bechukotai, so the Tochacha is usually Shlishi. So what should you do? He says, so the Kohen will get called, the Baal Kriya will take the first Aliyah, he'll lane Rishon Sheni and Shlishi all together, and then you'll make a couple of extra splits later on. You can run the Aliyot through together. He says if it's in Ki Tavo where the Tochacha comes at the end, so you'll make an extra split earlier and you'll turn the Tochacha into Acharon, and you'll call up the Kohen Baal Kriya there as Acharon, and you'll run in a few Aliyot together at the end. So it seems to me in this case, Parashat Ki Tisa would have been the good practice to call up a Levi, the Baal Kriya, Levi for Rishon, run it through with Sheni, and then make an extra split later on. Adkan.